the points that we take a promise from our friends when we become bad is that we will be always conscious of our Islah and our belief. And this is not only for a person who becomes bad, this is only more stressed for them. But this is for each and every one, that all the time it should be in our mind that I have to be conscious of reforming myself, correcting myself, and if a person feels that I am correct, to better myself. And this concern must be right through till more. And if a person hasn't got this concern, then the example of it is like a person takes a ball and throws it up in the air. That ball keeps on going up. But it comes to a point where it stops. It doesn't go further, higher up. But it doesn't stay there. The minute it doesn't go up, it comes down faster than what it went up. So as long as a person has got concern of my spiritual reformation, to correct my life, to better my life, he'll be going up all the time. And the minute a person feels that concern is not worth him, he's not concerned about it, he's not worried, he won't stay there, he'll come down faster. Like, if a person is not concerned, I must correct my life, my spiritual condition must be better, etc., he'll start falling into backbiting very easily because now that concern is not there. He'll fall into the guna of lustful gazes very easily. He'll start becoming lax in his namaz also, in his tilawat, and many friends write also that now we have gone laxy now in certain things, etc. It is all because that concern. So that concern is a very, very important thing that a person continuously must have. And this type of concern every person has got in all other matters. For example, your financial matters, a person is always concerned that my income must keep on coming, I must get a better job, better shop, earn more. A person has got that fikr all the time. And consequently, whenever friends, he's talking with friends, or others are talking, he's listening. If it is some subject like this, where you can make more money, where you can easily make money, you prick your ears and you listen properly. And we know it's so common. Like for example, a person is a diabetic. Even other people are talking, even some news item, that's some remedy for diabetes, that person listens properly because he's concerned of his health all the time. Everything about how to keep the wife, about the upbringing of children, we hear anywhere something, we take interest in it. So the most important thing that we should be taking interest is our spiritual life from various aspects. One is that if our spiritual life is correct, our deen's life, then our dunya's life will also go right. And our akhirat will also be made. And if our spiritual life is not correct, then our dunya in every aspect we will face problems. It won't just come immediately, but then it's all the desire for dunya and going into dunya. At the beginning, the evils of it don't show. But when it has gripped you properly, then the evils start showing. And like for example, many people, unfortunately, they were forced, so to say, to live a deeny life because of the husband, the wife, because of the wife, the husband, because of parents, the children, etc., because of the environment. But inside, the love of the Western way of life, there's that free life that lurks in the heart all the time. So in that way of life, a person, many women feel, if we were also like the free type, we went work, we dress like that, we drive the car, cell phone on the ear, and we are driving, etc., and we are working, we are at the workplace, and we are earning, etc., all that type of a life. So it looks very nice. TV also, watching TV, all different programs, all many other things also, parties also you are having, it all looks very nice. But we have seen very clearly when the evil of it, for example, the children in that way of life, the children are neglected. The mother is working, she can't bring up her children according to Islamic ethos, Islamic values, etc. Left the child to the nanny, etc. And then when the child has become a delinquent, the child has become a headache, then if a person is sincere and analyzes Now he sees that the wrong lifestyle of mine, this has brought this on. If she herself gets involved with other men, and then her house breaks up, etc., now she will realize. If because she wasn't giving her husband attention, she's not at home, then she's under pressure, she worked the whole day. When she comes home, she still has to see to food quickly, even if it is just some all ready food, which just has to be heated up. But still she's under great pressure. The children, one after the other, are coming with this complaint, with that complaint. They become like a burden, whereas they should be the joy of her life. But that very joy of life becomes a burden in your life. And now you're becoming angry with your children. Then you realize all the problems. The husband, he has made contact with other women. The wife can't give him attention. And he wants attention, he wants love, so he went and looked for it for somewhere else. So that life looks rosy outwardly. It's a sugar-coated pearl. It's slow poison. It's sweet poison. But if a person who understands and he keeps himself controlled, then he gets the fruit of it. For example, how many of our women, they give birth and almost the next day they are gone to job. Whereas if it is in an Islamic system, how she's pampered at home. Everyone is giving her attention. Everyone is giving her so much care. Her children, her newborn baby, everyone is making. Otherwise that newborn baby is left with the nanny. What value she is going to give to that child? So this, if that concern of our Islam is there, there are not only this, there is just one example. How many things will fall into place? A person will be a sober person. He will be a responsible person. And this will lead him to his real concern of Akhirah. And the quicker that concern comes to a person, the better. Usually this comes with age. One elderly lady phoned home some time back and she said, "Away bhan away. Now we've got fikr, qabr away away. What's going to happen in the qabr?" And maud doesn't wait for old age. The quicker a person gets that concern, so if we live our life in reality, not in a dream world, this all TV and this outside corporate world, all this work, and that's all a dream world. It's not a reality. It's just imagination. If a person lives his life according to me, he's in reality. And then reality will be with him. The real worry is of the qabr, etc. So now particularly, we have finished one more year, 1434. We've gone into a new year. And, mashallah, a few friends of ours, about four or five, they have even submitted the stock sheets. They took stock of themselves, that where our weaknesses lie. And mashallah, they all first wrote their weaknesses. And then alhamdulillah, it seems they have been very sincere. Their very real inner weaknesses, they noted them all down. Then also what improvement they have seen, and what good qualities they have got. A person who does that, who makes an assessment, there is great hope he's going to progress tremendously. And a person who doesn't worry of his condition, so he won't even make an assessment, he won't take stock also. A person who runs his business and he takes no stock, he doesn't have balance sheets drawn up, nothing, he's just carrying on wildly like that. That person, what will happen to his business? You can't even imagine such a business running, functioning. A person takes stock all the time. So the greatest thing to take stock is about ourselves. And for example, a few things which our friends had written, mashallah, and many others must have done it, but these are those who submitted to what their condition is and how they have fared. So they wrote, for example, weakness of the eyes, still casting lustful gaze. A person who writes that and is conscious, that means he's going to improve, he's going to have that worry. The least that he will do, he'll feel bad about it. And a person who takes no stock, it doesn't matter to him. He doesn't think that I'm even doing wrong. Where will the question come of making tawbah istighfar? Where will the question come of making amends and correcting oneself? Such a person just deteriorates all the time. A person, we know it's common, you become 40 at least, then you start going to doctor for checkup. You check your sugar, is it right? Your blood pressure, you do an ECG, everything you are concerned about. And a person who doesn't, he's just carrying on. And he's not aware I got sugar, and he's still having sweet things one after the other. He's still having all other wrong. His diet is not right at all. And he doesn't know I'm sick. A person who knows I got sugar, he becomes conscious now. I must watch now what I eat. Everywhere. Sometimes he might cheat also. But he will know, I have to be worried now, I must check my diet. That is a person who's got that concern. And that person who wants to correct himself. So the most important thing, more than our health, this body of ours is just like a vehicle to transport us. We want to go from point A to point B. In between we got stuck and we had to reach there. We make alternate arrangements. We ask somebody, please come and help me, take us, etc. We phone the AA. Whatever it is, we will do something. The vehicle is not important. The passengers inside are important. Just like that, this body of ours is just the vehicle. The passenger which is inside is the ruh, the soul. That is what is important. But unfortunately, we pay so much attention to the vehicle today. And that the vehicle, like a person, is worried about his car. The engine, the shining the car, and all the extras on the car. Every time he's worried, but he's not worried of his own health at all. Whatever his position, condition is, he's not worried. How will he even drive? How will he even go somewhere? So the person is the important thing. So the ruh is important. And our body, no matter how much we worry about it, and we try and keep it in order, the body is going to perish eventually. And the ruh, when the minute the ruh leaves the body, then the person is dead now, he has to be buried. And how much your ruh is ill, so much your body becomes ill. Doctors have almost unanimously agreed now that almost all diseases are governed by the mind, what your mental condition is. And hopefully they will come to realize someday that the mind is controlled by spirituality. That is there. Well, the mind is also not the final thing, which Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully. He says, "Tabiyat par akal ko ghalib rakho." Your nature, what you like to do. There are many things a person wants to do. Right things also, wrong things also. Not every person desire of doing wrong. But keep your mind over your desires. Don't let your desires control your mind. You let your mind control your desires. You're a married woman, a married man, you've got children also, you see some woman, you want to eye her, you want to speak to her, your mind will tell you, this is not, even not from a religious point of view, even if you're not a Muslim, the mind will say, this is not right. You're going to destroy your married life, you've got children of your own, where you want to get involved somewhere else? But no, mind also is not the final thing. Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, or afal par shariat ko ghalib rakho. Keep shariat to control your mind. Don't make your mind also your God. So your desires, let them be controlled by your mind. And let your mind be controlled by shariat. A person who does that, that person, because our mind is also talibah. It's got its limitations also, and it makes lot of mistakes also. But Shariat, which is from Allah, Quran and Hadith, there is no mistake in that. Make sure this is the law of Allah, and whether your mind accepts it or not, whether your heart accepts it or not, but follow that. So this is particularly now towards the, we are already past the end of the year. In a business, if a person still didn't take stock by 28 February, then when is he going to do his stock taking? When is he going to draw up his balance sheet? Receiver will give him some grace. But if he hasn't still done it, when is he going to do it? We passed the end of the year already. Every person should draw up a stock sheet. And advisable, first draw, write down your liabilities. I'm weak in my namaz still. I'm not making five times namaz. Even if you're not intending of correcting it still, but at least take the stock. It will, wallah I say, just taking that stock, even if you don't show it to anyone, just for yourself, you just write it down and you'll see what a tremendous change will come. Very smooth a transition will come. A change will come very nicely and your life will change. By just doing this one amal, and which is sunnah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حَاسِبُ أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُ. Take stock of yourself before your stock is taken. So just take some time out and write down all my weaknesses which I've got. Start off with our akai. How lot have we got trust on Allah, tawakkul on Allah? How much are we weak in that? Then you'll think of that, you'll work in that direction. How much have I got trust that my success is in the sunnah way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then more practical and more easier, my five times namaz, am I performing it or not? Occasionally I perform, sometimes I miss out. It's not like a serious matter in my life. If I missed out, I missed out. But it is an actual fact, a serious, but note all this down. How many of my namazes am I missing always with jamaat? And with jamaat also, how many times am I coming late? For yourself. So you be sincere, you write it down truly as it is. You're not going to show somebody when you want to show a rosy picture. It's genuinely for yourself, be sincere to yourself. My namazes, how many am I reading with concentration and devotion? So that, then all your other ibadah, daily tilawat, your Yasin Sharif, reading Durood Sharif, am I reading even one time a day Durood? Note it down. Gunas I'm making not wholesale, not by factories I'm making gunas. But am I making any tawbah istighfar? All those things, note it down. Then we will see, we'll get a understand, I look very pious because I got a topi, I got a kurta and a beard. But then the paper will show you whether you are really pious. And genuinely, almost all of us, no matter, and also our titles, I'm Maulana Saab, I'm Hafiz Saab, I'm Imam Saab, I'm Haji Saab, those titles also you'll see in front of what you are seeing for yourself. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala, Allah Akbar, how Allah has showed, told us, Iqra Kitabah, read your own report. The Farishtas are writing it, but they are keeping it there, that's in front of it's classified. We can't get that what they are writing here, what they are writing down. Your own write it down. And then Allah will say, اقرأ كتابا كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. You yourself will be sufficient for you to see what you're, whether you must go to Jannah or you must go to Jahannam. And Allah won't give anyone punishment and send him to Jahannam until he himself from the bottom of his heart will be convinced, yes, I deserve Jahannam. So much, with such conviction, judgment will be made. Here in this world, many times a person maintains his innocence after the judge, magistrate has found him guilty. He says, no, I wasn't guilty, I still maintain, I was innocent. Nobody will feel that I was innocent and I got punishment on the day of Qiyamah. So here the hisab will be made. Everyone will be convinced from, and the punishment also which Allah will give, he will admit that I deserve worse than that punishment. There is still Allah's mercy, he hasn't given me the punishment. What actually, like a person working, he got caught stealing in the business. But he stole many more things also, which they don't know about. And now when they caught him, they pre-show him, now he realizes, yes, I am guilty. And then the punishment they give him, still a lighter punishment, he'll say, I got off light stuff. So on the day of Qiyamah, nothing will be hidden. Allah will know everything. So a person who will make this take, he stopped taking, and read your own report for yourself. What's my condition of my namazes? Then if namaz will come out so weak, what about all the other amal? What's the condition of my rozas? What's the all my other condition? And then also, there's also one bonus. Write all your good deeds also, and make shukr on them. Shukr is such not to boast about it, but you make shukr on it, Allah will increase you in that. A person who will do this for 1-2 years, he will see on his own how his life will change. And the main thing to keep in mind, which I mentioned, is our reformation, that we correct ourselves. And why do we have to correct ourselves? We're going to face mort. That everyone will go in his power. And with his actions, every action of a person, will good and bad, will go with him the power. And there our title's not going to help us. Our outward dressing is not going to help us. What our actions are, and more than that, the condition of the heart. What the condition of the heart was, and today we are worried of the physical heart, the biological heart. But the spiritual heart, that we are not worried. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is one piece of meat in the body. If that is right, one piece of flesh. If that is right, the whole body will be right. And if that is wrong, the whole body will be wrong. That is the heart. So the heart's condition, the spirit,
the religious spiritual aspect of the heart,
any person who just gets little pain of the heart, they must go doctor, angina, heart pain. It can be a heart attack, it can prove fatal.
How every person worries. And where the money comes out?
For a heart operation. The money comes out. But for our spiritual heart, which is much more serious. So these are things that we must be concerned about. And also, it should be a worry to us also, that not only how many people are passing away, how many ulama are passing away recently. Well, now on a weekly basis we are hearing, this should cause anxiety to us. One of the signs of Qiyamah, that Allah will take away the ulama. Then there will be all ignorant people who will live their life in ignorance, and they will make other people also go astray. So that should be a concern for us. And in the qabr, what will be our condition? Generally we are all worried, and we even tell our family members or friends, when I'm gone you'll miss me, then you'll appreciate me. Really, that should never even occur to a person. What should worry? What's going to happen to me in my qabr? How many of us are worried? What people must come in my janazah? That is also riya, that is show also. What you must be worried, what's going to happen to you in the qabr? In fact, clearly it comes in the hadith, that especially those people in the past, and still today also in some ignorant places, where people are ignorant, they specify that you must get people to come in, sing my praises, which is called noha. That the people must come and they say, oh, this man was like this, this woman was like this, and they cry, and it's all a professional thing for money. They are paid to do that. And those people, or even you ask your family people, you gave indications that you people must praise me after I die, all those things, you call a jalsa, talk about me on the radio, I'm praised, etc., and play all his qirats and play all his things. All these things, in the qabr, the farishtas will whack that person, give him terrible hiding and ask him, were you like that? Were you like that? And praises are always beyond the limit. When people praise you, they go over the limit. And they will give him a good hiding there. Punishment will come and taunting him. Were you like that? You wanted this, the people must say. We don't worry about the qabr. That is what we have to worry about. So now that we are at the end of the year, let us become concerned about this. Draw up your own stock sheets. Check what it is. And then inshallah you see very easily a life. And this is for everyone. And many of us, well, I'm a maulana, I don't need it. I'm a hafiz, I don't need it. The others need it. No, each one of us need it. And a person who will do it, he will benefit tremendously.